This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep. Uh-huh. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, and we've been talking about the weather, and we've been talking about some temperatures, for example, in Spain, hitting 118 degrees. Now, if you think about that, class, you know, your body temperature is 98.6 degrees. How are you going to cool off at 118? And is it going to be cooler inside the house? Maybe not. It might be even hotter inside the house than it is outside. And I was reading a report this morning, and, you know, for those sun lovers, you know, it's going to be great. You can go to the beach and bake and get some of that ultraviolet A, B, and C, and increase your chances of getting cancer and getting burned. Just like that dog that Gwyneth was talking about. Gwyneth?
Yeah. There's another factor that I believe is probably influencing the global climate at the moment, and that is actually the Kilauea volcano in Hawaii. And what, you know, what that's doing, I believe that what you're seeing on the surface is only a small part of what's actually going on there. We discussed this probably a few months ago about how the volcanism is, about how the Kilauea volcano is actually the biggest mountain on Earth and is actually taller than Mount Everest, but that most of its mass is actually under the ocean. And, you know, it's gotten to the point now where the crater is collapsing on a daily basis, where you've got a cycle of, you know, you get about a 5.4, 5.3 magnitude earthquake, and then a section of the caldera caves in on itself. And, you know, there used to be a lava lake in the summit of the crater, and that's long gone. And what you've got now is you've got fissures opened up on the side of the volcano, and the lava just pouring out in massive rivers. Now, that's what you're seeing in the ocean, in the open atmosphere. But what you're not seeing is what's happening underneath the ocean, okay? And, you know, with regards to the El Nino effect, one of the major indicators in the El Nino is the subsurface temperatures near the dateline in the Pacific Ocean, which is around about where Hawaii actually is. You know, it's approximately on the international dateline. And, you know, it's fairly close to the equator. So you're basically getting huge amounts of heat pumped into the ocean at the moment from the Kilauea eruption, which I believe is causing a massive El Nino that's being massively underreported certainly by the Bureau of Meteorology. They're still on El Nino watch, okay? And I'm looking at this on the Bureau's page. I go there about once a month and I read their El Nino report. And El Nino is not man-made. It's totally natural. It's something that has been influencing climate across the globe for hundreds and hundreds of years. And it is cyclic, okay? But the fact that you've got this massive volcanic eruption where the USGS is saying that in 200 years of history of observing, of white people observing the Kilauea volcano, the Kilauea volcano has never ever done what it is doing at the moment. It is heating up the world's, the Pacific Ocean, and that is going to affect the climate over the world because of the El Nino effect. It's creating a massive El Nino, in my humble opinion. And I actually did train with, when I was at university, with some top climate scientists, including Tim Flannery, who's a very famous climate scientist. And I had like 15 hours of lectures a week with him for about 2.5 years when I was in college. He was one of my main lecturers. Yeah, sometimes it was 10 or 12, sometimes it was 15 hours of lectures a week. And, you know, you've got to recognize this whole thing is a system. At the moment, it's a system which is under huge amounts of pressure from the 5G network. I think that it's not just one factor. It is the Kilauea volcano heating up the Pacific. It is the chemtrails. It's the 5G. It's the urban heat island effect. It's everything. It's factors that are man-made, and it's factors that are natural. But the whole climate is reaching some kind of a tipping point. And, you know, I don't think that it's going to go very well. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it certainly does. And when you talk about the urban heat island effect, what you're saying is there's this effect that seems to be isolated to the urban area, you know, and just a little bit outside the urban area. And we built our house, our farmhouse. This was a time when we could choose everything. We could choose the design of the house, because we built it from scratch. We could choose the thickness of the walls. We could choose the kind of windows, the amount of windows, the flooring, everything. Insulation, wiring, plumbing, everything, including the roof pitch and the roof color. And so I was very concerned about energy efficiency. I'm a very frugal guy, and I don't want to waste anything. Literally, I don't want to waste anything. So I contacted roof shingle manufacturers, and I said, so I can't seem to find a website, or I can't find on your website, the chart that shows the heat absorption of the different colored shingles that you offer. You know, you've got some, and they've got proprietary names for them. But, you know, you start with the darkest of the blacks, and then you get into blues and greens, and then some tans, and maybe some reds, and white. So which ones of, where's that chart? Because I can't find it. And they told me they don't have one. Now, I would really like to choose a roof color that would be better in the summer to reflect the heat away from the house rather than have the roof absorb that heat, transmit the heat through the roof decking, through the closed cell foam insulation, through the fiberglass insulation, through the sheetrock, and into the house. But they told me they don't have that. And the reason is because they're afraid of being sued, because their lawyers say, well, you know, if we don't get it exactly right, we could get sued. So the whole planet is suffering because of a bunch of lawyers who won't say, you know, these are our best estimates of heat absorption. And if you start with a rank of 100, this color black absorbs the highest, the greatest amount of heat. This color white absorbs the least amount of heat. And here are the rankings of the blues, the greens, the reds, the tans, and so forth, the grays. But they don't have that. And so I looked for it again just a few minutes ago, and I didn't find it. I still think the lawyers have been in control, and so we still don't have that information. But I'm sure that there's some universities that might have done some studies about this. So the bottom line is, the darker the color, the more black, the greater the heat absorption. The more light, the more toward white, the less the heat absorption. And the island effect, the heat island effect that you're talking about, is city roofs. If you look at these row houses that are blocks and blocks and blocks of them, you'll find that most of them have a black roof rather than a white roof.
Black roofs, tar roofs.
That's exactly right.
The most common roofs on urban buildings. But the thing about the urban heat island effect is it generally doesn't affect the climate out into the countryside. And, you know, so that's what I'm saying. It can't account for 100% of what's going on here. Because otherwise, I mean, you're looking at across vast swaths of Russia, for instance, most of which are really, you know, not at all developed. But you're having massive failures of the wheat crop, of the oats crop, the barley crop, and the corn crop, the maize crop, in Russia, okay? And because the temperatures are just so unseasonal, and Russia is a vast continent, and yes, it's got, you know, quite a big population, but it's really, really, really spread out across a vast landscape, so vast that when the sun's rising on one side of Russia, it's setting on the other side of Russia. So that can't account for 100% of what's going on here. I think that it is the 5G, it is the chemtrails, it is the, it's the Kilauea volcano, it's the increased radiation from the sun, it's the whole lot altogether.
And it's the change in our atmosphere.
Synergistically.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kenneth Isaacs is with us. Now, class, this broadcast is repeated through our affiliates throughout the day and night. So right now at the farm in Missouri, it's 10:25 in the morning. 10:25. So I went outside during the last commercial break, and I took out the non-contact thermometer. And I aimed it at a black vehicle that's parked in our yard. Okay? And I pointed the non-contact thermometer at the side that the sun was shining on. 159 degrees. You know, I went out and I touched it. I thought, how hot is this? So I touched it, and I couldn't keep my hand on it. So I ran in and got the non-contact thermometer, 159 degrees Fahrenheit. That's pretty hot. you know, water boils at 212. So, of course, I put down the windows and so forth. But, you know, our farmhouse has a kind of a whitish-gray mortar and whitish-gray limestone rock. And it's 6 inches thick. And I have measured temperatures of 118 degrees of the rock on the side of the house, you know, when the sun shines on it. I've measured temperatures way higher than that on the garage doors when the sun shines on the steel garage doors. Now, the garage doors aren't black. They're kind of a, you know, a grayish tan color. So, you know, they're not the color that absorbs the most heat. And I believe that I've seen temperatures, you know, like 140 degrees. Yeah. And the roof, I know I've measured 100. I know I've measured our roof temperatures at 158 degrees in the sun. So I think there really is, you know, a component to this violent climate change, the warming of the planet, based on the colors that we choose. And now I believe cities are saying, tell you what, knock it off with those black roofs. I don't know if they're offering incentives, you know, rebates or something to just change the color to white. I don't know if they're doing that, but if you look at some of the commercial buildings, they understand that they have to pay for, you know, the heat of these corporate structures, and they are going more and more toward white because they know.
That's understandable. White is about the most cooling color that you can have on a building. What I would like to talk about is the effects of these, you know, extreme temperatures that you're seeing all over the world. Okay, like right here where we are, I mentioned that we should be getting frost just about every morning. This time of year, we haven't had a frost in probably a month or two. And we haven't, we've had a certain amount of rain, but we haven't had anywhere near the amount of rain that we should have. And the grass here, even the really tall bits of grass, they're only about 3 or 4 inches tall. And we should be having grass about like 12 inches tall across most of the land now, and the wheat crops, I don't think a lot of farmers have even bothered to put in a wheat crop this year. The wheat crops that I'm seeing, they're only a few inches tall, and they should be about 12 inches tall by this time of year. And likewise, all the other crops as well, that none of them seem to be doing well. None of them seem to be thriving. And that's definitely related to the climate. It's definitely related to the fact that we haven't had anywhere near as much rain as we should have had by this time of year. But it's also, we tend to get most of our agricultural production here during the winter. And it's just so unseasonal, I don't think the plants know what to do. We're at the beginning of August, and the trees are starting to put out their buds already. The fig trees and the mulberry trees on my land, they're starting to put out their buds for their new leaves. And I'm going, and the grapes as well. That's quite early, actually.
Yeah, and our trees are losing their leaves. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The remains of 55 American soldiers believed to have died during the Korean War now on their way back to the United States. They'll be met in Hawaii by Vice President Mike Pence later today. At a repatriation ceremony at a U.S. air base in South Korea earlier, U.S. Army General Vincent Brooks said it was right for those there to honor the fallen.
As we send them away from this ancient land,
to the identification laboratories in the United States.
The private sector job market appears to be booming. A report out from the private payroll firm ADP this morning shows the economy adding 219,000 private payroll jobs last month, and that's more than 20% above what analysts had predicted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth, I went out and checked the solar system to determine how much energy we're generating. It's pretty bright and sunny. It's overcast, but the sun is shining. And we were generating about 4,000 watts 20 minutes ago. Now we're generating about 4,400, a little over 4,400 watts in a 20-minute difference. So it's early in the morning still, and we are generating more electricity. And what I have to do is we're generating so much electricity that I have to put additional cooling fans on our charge controllers so they don't overheat and melt down. So I'm seeing a dramatic increase in solar energy here at the farm. And class, you may not you may not have ever thought about this, and you wouldn't unless you have a solar system. But if you feel those solar panels are kind of a bluish color, at least ours are, and if you feel the side that faces the sun, they get pretty hot. If you feel the backside, they're pretty warm, not quite as hot as the front. And that's in the summer. Now, in the wintertime, when it's really cold outside, you would expect that those solar panels would be cold. They're still warm in the sun when they're generating electricity. And even the cold temperatures, like, you know, 20 degrees outside, you can still feel the panels are warm. So there's a lot of heat loss in the things that we do. The electronics. I mean, you feel the back of the TV, it's warm. You feel your radio or stereo, it's warm. You feel your computer in the back, it's warm. That's all wasted energy. We haven't figured out how to waste less yet, you know. That's where we are right now. Gwyneth, so I just wanted to share those thoughts.
Okay. That is absolutely true. What you've got to also consider, okay, if you've got wheat crops and maize crops, oat crops and barley crops that are a third of their size of what they should be for the season, what you've got to consider is that you're probably looking at a massive global crop failure. Because this is not just in the United States, it's not just in Australia, it's not just in Europe, it's everywhere on the planet. You're looking at massive crop failures, and what you've got to, you know, think about is if you have a crop failure now, which is not just like an isolated local one, but more or less a global crop failure, what you're going to be looking at 3 or 6 months down the track is that there is, at the very least, what food is able to be produced is going to be a lot more expensive, okay? It may be that in many areas that grains become unobtainable. And also, fodder for livestock becomes rare or unobtainable. And in a lot of areas, they feed the livestock on maize, and they feed the livestock on barley, they feed the livestock on wheat, and they feed the livestock on oats. As a supplement or as a significant component of their food. And I myself here, I have a horse, and I feed him as a supplement to his food. I feed him grain, and it helps for him to maintain a good weight and that sort of shine in his coat. But you've got to realize that it's going to become harder for farmers to raise livestock for slaughter, like sheep, goats, cattle, chickens, etc. Okay, if their main component is wheat, it's going to become increasingly difficult and expensive to feed them, which is the very problem that you're facing at the moment. And the main effects of the coming crop failures haven't even kicked in yet. And yet where you are, the hay is, as you mentioned, $120 for a large round bale. And that it's simply becoming unsustainable for you to keep them. Now, what we've got to think of is ways that we can do things differently, okay? We can't do anything about what the sun's doing, the fact that it's in a solar minimum, and the fact that, the radiation is certainly a key component in what's happening in these weather systems, the crop failures and all the rest of it, okay? But what we can do is we can help to look after ourselves at the moment, okay, and that is making sure that you have food stored in your cupboards, okay, to last. I mean, ideally, sorry, I've still got a little bit of this flu. You should have enough food in your cupboard at the very minimum to last you a month or two, okay? That's at the very, very, very minimum. You should have a vegetable garden out the back, growing at least some vegetables for yourself. And, you know, you should have at least a few chickens so that you have some eggs that you, you know, because eggs are just a really, really nourishing food. And they're one of the few foods that we as humans can actually live on and eat very little else of. You know, you've got to think about these things. You've got to be self-sufficient, or you've got to have a large supply of storable food, because from time to time these sorts of crop failures happen. And I was listening to a podcast on the internet, and it says it looks as if we are heading into a global famine of the likes that hasn't been seen since the 14th century, which is a long time ago. That they were saying on this podcast that this is what we're looking at the moment. So now, while there's still food in the supermarket shelves, and it doesn't have to cost a lot of money, is the thing. Oatmeal is an absolute, such a valuable staple. And for a bag of oatmeal, it costs something like $1.20 or $1.30 for a 1 kilogram bag of oatmeal. Okay, a 1 kilogram bag of oatmeal can feed two people for approximately 2 or 3 days. Okay, and so if you're talking about just a few cents a day, probably about 20 cents a day, to have one really, really good substantial meal that will actually sit in your belly and actually sustain you. If you have a bowl of oatmeal in the morning, and this is something that the Scots realized hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago, they would practically live on porridge, because you could have a bowl of oatmeal in the morning and actually not feel hungry until about 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And that's, you know, that's quite amazing. Another staple that is at the moment quite cheap is rice. One cup of rice weighs maybe 200 or 300 grams. Okay, 1 cup of rice, when cooked, becomes 3 cups of rice. That is enough food for one substantial meal for one person. And, you know, so once again, you're talking about around about 30 cents for a cup of rice that will give you a substantial meal for a whole day for three people. And you add to that the greens and the other vegetables that you can grow in your garden. You add to that the eggs. Another staple that I would consider to be vital in the cupboard is milk powder. Okay? Now, I think I was mentioning Vincent to you a bit earlier, you know, another time when we were on the phone, about the possibility of you actually having a house cow. And, you know, that would be something that would really help to add to your food situation in a collapsed situation, to just pick out And I saw Mother Cow and trained her to be milked. And, you know, where you are, that would definitely be a possibility. But for most people, of course, it wouldn't be. But milk powder is so cheap. Really. It is. You know, it around here, it's for a 1 kilogram bag of milk powder that makes up about 7 liters of milk, it costs between $6 and $7. That's less than $1 a liter for milk. And once again, milk is such a nourishing staple food. You've got to have these sorts of staples in your cupboard, and not just to go out and for the next few days, just to have enough food to last in your cupboard for the next few days. You've got to have it so that if something happens and you can't get to the shop for a number of weeks, you know, I would say ideally you should have 6 or 12 months of food. You know, of course that's not possible. A lot of the time it's not practical, but it's something that should be there as a goal.
No disagreement here. No disagreement here. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners.
Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and if you'd like to get more information about her, you can go to USA Prepares, USAPREPARES.com, and click on the Instructors tab, and it'll take you to some links, and you'll find Gwyneth there. Click on that. It'll take you right to her web pages. And Gwyneth, I have a couple comments. You mentioned the famine of the 14th century. It was also known as the famine of 1315. Is that what you were talking about?
Yes. That's
okay. Okay. And so, yeah, it was a pretty serious class. And I have been reading similar information to what Gwyneth was talking about, that, yes, it can happen again, and there are those that feel that it will happen again. And here are some indications. Here's some connecting of the dots. So I've been to Aldi recently. It's a food store. It's a discount food store, and they've got some really great products at the best prices around. And they used to have a, and I'm talking maybe 2 years ago, a year and a half to 2 years ago, they used to have about 20 cases of pasta. I'm talking about spaghetti noodles of different kinds. At least 20 cases on the shelves at all times. I was there about a week ago and there were two. Not that they were cleaned out, but the space that they've allocated to put the pasta on the shelves is now relegated to about two cases.
Oh, my God.
Spaghetti sauce used that's to be
another,
about...
That's another staple.
Yep, yep. That's why I'm mentioning this.
They have in their house at all times.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I agree.
Durum-type wheat noodles pasta.
Yep. And to go with it, if you decide that you want spaghetti sauce in jars, which lasts way longer in cool storage, dark storage, than cans of the same kind of sauce, those jars, they used to have about 20 cases as well. They had six cases.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm very serious about this. I was there. Now, Aldi stocks the shelves all the time. If you want to, I mean, while you're there, they're refilling the shelves. So there's a lot of turnover of the products at Aldi's. Aldi's used to never, ever have damaged boxes. I mean, if you saw a crushed box, one of the employees would take that box and go in the back room and you'd never see it again. That's not the case anymore. Now you're seeing crushed boxes, dented cans on the shelves. I think that's an indication either of one or two things, or maybe both. One, they want to increase profitability and decrease waste. Or two, there's less inventory for them to purchase, and they've got to sell everything they can. Now, if you go to Walmart, about a year and a half ago in our neck of the woods, widened the aisles. It used to be that if one cart was coming one way and another cart was meeting head on, there'd be hardly enough room for you to get around. They've widened the aisles. Widening the aisles means there's less shelf space. And the same thing happened. You used to have a lot of coffee. You could just get any kind of coffee you wanted almost at Walmart. And they had lots of it, and it was deep in the shelves. Now it's not deep in the shelves, and there are fewer choices. And the pasta, same thing. Fewer, or lower quantity on the shelves. Fewer choices and lower cases, if cases at all, at Walmart. So what I'm saying is I've seen it at Aldi, and I've seen it at Walmart, and it's happening simultaneously. Fewer choices and less inventory. Now, what have they done with the floor space? Well, Aldi has decided to get into the dollar store kind of business, where they're selling trinkets and, you know, barbecue utensils and floor mats and, you know, pots and pans and some cheap tools. That's not why I go to Aldi. I go to Aldi for food. But I have a feeling that they've gotten into these cheap Chinese utensils and trinkets because they don't have enough inventory in food to fill their store. That's my guess. I can't prove it. That's just my thought. Are you seeing something similar in Australia?
Yes, we are. Yeah. When I tend to buy pasta, I tend to buy, you know, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15 bags at a time. And sometimes I find that I'm actually clearing out their stock that they have on shelf. Available for everyone, and I, you know, usually try and leave one or two bags there, but, you know,
yeah.
Oh well, there we go. But I had a flu the last few weeks and couldn't get into the supermarket for 2 or 3 weeks.
Hey, we're out of time, Gwyneth.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.